Hi, welcome to the lunchroom. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Judy.
I'm Isabel.
And this is episode 7 of our podcast. Originally, we were going to tell Isabel that we were going to do today's episode on a continuation of toxic friendships, but then we decided to let her know the questions ahead of time. So the questions are, we're going to be interviewing Isabel today.
I didn't even get the question.
You don't need the questions.
You don't need the questions. On the spot.
It's genuine. A get to know Isabel.
First question. Who do you like more, me or Judy?
Obviously, Judy.
Obviously, Isabel.
That's not an option, though.
Isabel, not an option. It's me or Judy.
This is hard.
How is it hard?
I thought she was going to pick me right away.
I like both of you guys.
That's not an answer. You gotta choose one or the other.
I'm not gonna say that I like one of you more than the other, but I'm leaning towards Caitlin because we just have more history. It's just because of the history thing.
Since you like me more, if both of us were drowning, because me and Judy don't know how to swim, who would you choose to save?
Judy, you have to pick me now. Like, come on. You can't be picking Kate.
I was gonna choose Judy.
What? Wait, why though?
What's the reason? She'll just make me drown with her. She'll be a bit more panicked.
That's probably true.
Yeah, so it's really dangerous to go save a drowning person who's really panicked.
She's gonna let you drown while she saves me. Then what if you were trapped on a deserted island alone? Who would you bring with you? Me or
For
Kate?
For survival purposes.
Yeah.
Judy?
Ooh. What? No. Wait, why me?
Okay, so Kate mentioned it before, and she's a bit of a germaphobe. You're on a deserted island, you cannot expect yourself to be clean. And you have to, like, get down and dirty.
Wait, so you're gonna choose me because you want to keep Kate clean? What about me?
I don't think, you know, like, germs and all of that is too much.
Wow, so she didn't choose me for my survival skills. She chose me because she didn't want to inconvenience Kate.
But also, you know, now if we're both deserted on an island, we could bond.
So let's flip it around. Instead of, do you like us? Do you think we like you? Do you think you're loved by us? Do we love you, Isabel?
Yeah, what's not to like?
No. Love.
Yeah, I think you guys do love me.
Really? You think we love you?
Because if you guys didn't, you guys wouldn't help me this much. You guys help me with the interviews. You listen to my rants and feelings. And you also provide me advice. And actually, like, take time out of your day to, like, help me through it.
Yeah, we're great friends. Since we see each other so much on Zoom, is there anything that we do that irks you?
Oh, we're getting, like, for real, real right now.
Yeah.
When I'm working, I like there to be silence, like, no background noise. So I can just concentrate on my work and then listen to my music. Mm-hmm. But I know that sometimes, don't get mad at me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Caitlin talks too much?
No. Sometimes Caitlin plays her videos.
But I do ask you, does it bother you? You'd be like, no.
No, when you ask me, it doesn't bother me. But I think sometimes when I'm working, right, I just don't want to say anything because I know this is your time to relax. So I don't want to be like, yo, mute yourself. Stop playing your video.
Oh, but I just want to share my videos with you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't ask you to mute yourself. Instead, I just
said, let me do me.
Yeah,
she's pissing me off, but whatever.
But I usually just kind of mute my computer if it bothers me.
I'll mute myself, okay?
No, all right. You're fine. I like to listen to your videos.
Yeah, I'll mute myself.
Okay, we're getting a little heated, so why don't we switch the topic?
We're not heated.
I don't know. We chill. We're kind of excited here. All right, Isabel, what's your current favorite song?
You know, I've not even been listening to two songs lately.
Which one? Which one's your favorite?
Probably Holy by Justin Bieber featuring Chance the Rapper.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the lyrics?
Sing a line from it.
I'm not gonna sing it.
Do it. It's on the list.
Yeah, if you don't sing, you're gonna have to post an ugly picture of yourself on Instagram. So basically a normal picture for you.
Wait, let me pull up that lyric.
Oh, whoa! Well,
we're getting
live concert.
I haven't sung in so long.
Do some warm-ups.
All I got is feel so holy, 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 holy.
Yay!
I can't sing that one because my voice will crack.
That's so great.
Shut up.
Thanks, Isabel, for the impromptu concert.
Why'd you guys gotta put me on a spot like that?
You gotta make it fun.
Let the listeners know that we're talented.
That we're vocalists.
Well, you're like, she's not talented in singing, you know.
But are you smart? Do you think you're smart?
I think I'm average.
Out of the three of us, do you think you're the smartest?
Yes.
No.
Ooh.
No. No.
Rank us.
Oh, yeah,
rank us. From intelligent to least intelligent.
There's no hard feelings here, by the way. Like, we all know.
I don't know. I was going to... I think I'm, like, middle. So I'm going to put myself at two.
Say who's on the top first. I feel like I know who she's going to put on top. Say it. Say it.
You say it.
Wait, say it on count of three. We
all say it at the same time.
No, who's you guys are going to play the joke where you guys will say, and I'm the only one.
No. Like, no, I actually want to see.
We'll all say it, yeah.
Ready? One, two, three. Caitlin.
Whoa. You think I'm at the top?
Wait, why'd you put Caitlin on top?
What do you think about when we say intelligent?
Honestly, I don't really know. So, when you ask me if I think smart, of course, right away, I'll think about school, like, academically.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like book smart, but I know like that's not what intelligence just encompasses.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would be at two, but then I don't know who would be at top or bottom. I feel like for academics, I think Kate is above me, but I think for empathy wise, if you count that.
Emotional intelligence?
Yeah, I think Judy is higher.
I agree.
So I'd still be in the middle.
All right, so next question is... What's the biggest lie you told us, like each of us individually?
Have I lied? I mean, probably I've told some white lies, just tiny lies, but I don't think I've ever lied to you guys.
What tiny white lies?
Like, if I bought a shirt, you'd be like, that's cute?
This fucking bitch wants me to go out the house with my trash?
No! That's like an example. If it doesn't look good, because you ask for my opinion, I'm going to be like, it's cute, but I don't like it.
Then what are some white lies you've told us?
I'm like, I can't come right now. I'm like a little busy.
You'll be like hanging out with your other friends.
No.
See, that was a white lie right there.
I sometimes do that because I just kind of like my alone time.
Mm-hmm.
And even though like we're just on each other's background, for me, that's not really like alone time because I'm still hanging out.
Yeah.
So when you have alone time, what do you think about?
Sometimes I... just don't think. Oh my god, that makes me sound so dumb.
No.
But when I say that, I just mean like not thinking about any of my worries or, you know, any of the pressing matters. Like I try.
It's like relaxing time for you.
Yeah, it's like relaxing.
No stress.
Time. But I think when I do have alone time, I usually try to think about my past actions, just kind of reflection, and then on my feelings as well. And see if I need to find somebody to talk to or something. Like, am I doing okay? Just kind of keeping myself in check.
That's some productive alone time you got there.
Thank you. It's self-reflection, basically.
Yeah.
Because I think for me, I just kind of marinate in my past actions a lot, which isn't good. But that's just kind of what I end up doing.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Oh. I feel like if you asked me this, like, a couple years back, I'd, like, just want to change everything about me.
Why?
I just kind of struggled a lot with body image, so I think that would be, like, the number one thing that I wanted to change. I mean, I'm still, like, working on it, but I'm not as...
nitpicky?
Yeah, it's not a priority. It's not something that I'm like, oh, I want to change it right away, or I'm, like, unhappy with my body right now. Because, like, I've seen the progress that I've made, and, like, I'm happy about it, but... I think something that I want to change can sometimes be my attitude or just kind of like the way I interact with people. If something bothers me, sometimes I will show it and I'll get really snappy.
So you want to be in better control and check of your emotions?
Yeah. So of course, like in addition to self-reflection, I like to just kind of relax. Like Judy said, it's like just relaxation time. So I also like read webtoons, maybe watch anime if I'm watching one right now, or just some YouTube videos.
You know, when you're watching anime, you ever watch
hentai?
What? I don't watch hentai.
Hentai porn? Porn in general? Read porn?
You got a whole list of
erotica? You ever read erotica?
I mean, I've come across it and I've like watched it because I was curious, but I don't outright seek it. But I think I've read it before.
On Wattpad?
Yeah, I think I've come across it on Wattpad.
Wattpad stories are crazy.
Is it Wattpad?
Wattpad.
It's Wattpad. It's Wattpad.
You ever read any on Wattpad?
I think so. Oh my god, you know, now that I'm thinking back on it, like, I read this whole series, like, it was for young adults, I think, right? And you know how young adults don't include, like, some, like, graphic details about, like, sex and stuff? So does that count?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, I guess I read it, yeah.
What kind of porn? Look at how many times have I dropped that word. Porn. Yeah, what type?
What does that mean?
Like, I know there are mafia genres.
Oh, mine was supernatural. Oh, nice. Well, that's because I'm thinking about the series. I think, if I remember, the series had, like, werewolves, vampires, fairies, chameleons, or something. It had all of that, so it falls into the supernatural category. But it's not like, you know, like, they're not actual werewolves. They just, what they are.
Have you ever gotten a
wet dream?
No, I don't think so. How do you know if you had one?
Yeah, isn't it just, like, something, like, dirty? Like, a dirty dream?
Yeah.
I thought a wet dream is when you wake up and, like...
Oh, like, you pee yourself because it's too scary?
No! Like, you...
Like, you know, for guys, they, like, have a wet dream. And that's usually when they, like... Don't they, like, ejaculate during the dream?
I thought they just get hard during their dream.
Hold on, let me check. It's an orgasm that you have during sleep.
Oh.
That includes ejaculation for a male and vaginal wetness or orgasm for a female.
Oh.
So have you guys ever had a wet dream before?
Tune in next time.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. My stories weren't so juicy.
Judy's will be juicier.
No.
All right, wrap it up.
See you next Saturday.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey.